You can reject the status game, but by doing so, you choose to be low status, and that's a surefire way to decrease your impact, increase your suffering, and never realize you are still chasing status. You are chasing status. It is an immutable principle in human nature that has been around since the dawn of time. To think that you aren't chasing status as a noble pursuit is still chasing status. It's the same thing with the desire to kill the ego still being a desire. That doesn't mean it's bad. That means it's natural. And once you accept that, you begin to be rewarded for it. And whether you like it or not, people judge you based on your perceived status. To not realize this is to accept the other option as fate. And that is a life of being treated unfairly while having close to zero impact on the world. You have a status in your social circle. You have a status in your job or career. You have a status in your religious organization. People assign you a status when they first see you. This is out of your control, but you can position yourself to increase the likelihood of being perceived high status. People determine whether they want to engage and offer you opportunities based on that status. People determine whether they want to hire you, pay you, or help you based on that status. And even if it was unintentional, which I doubt it was considering their high level of awareness or consciousness, leaders that we glorify, like Jesus Christ, or Eckhart Tolle, or Naval Ravikant, or Alan Watts, or Jordan Peterson, or Ken Wilber, or literally anyone you can think of that is a thought leader, or someone that you look up to for advice and guidance in life, they are playing a status game. Whether they say they are or they aren't, they are. How else would they attract such a large following where people perceive them as high status? How else would they change the direction of evolution for the better? And I don't want to hear about your edge cases of high status people that neglect inner work and personal development to round out their character, because status is only one part. It's not the entire thing. Don't isolate this as if I'm saying you just need to become high status at all costs. There are other things that balance that out and allow you to live a good life, because we've all heard the stories of money doesn't buy happiness, or getting to some level in life doesn't buy happiness. But that doesn't mean to not try to get to that level, because if you don't, you're closing yourself off to the experiences that are born from just playing the game of life and improving yourself and pushing further and further so you can actually have a life of depth and meaning. In other words, if you actually want to contribute to humanity, which is the prerequisite to actually getting what you want or getting something from humanity, then status is important. And the thing here is that status, if it remains unconscious, because it's natural, you are going to pursue status, you are pursuing status. There's a reason you're watching this video, and it's not to just let the words go in one ear and out the other. It's so that you can use it to play a status game. And if that remains unconscious, as I was saying, you will manipulate and cheat without knowing it. You will be the cause of evil without knowing it, because you won't learn about the inner workings of your mind that allow you to turn the status that you create into something that is actually beneficial for other people. And another thing is that you can show me images of the consciousness scale all day long, but that's just another representation of status. And by showing me that and like, oh, you should reach the highest level of consciousness, which is a hierarchy, aka status. Once you reach that, the highest level of absolute love, you are still persuading me, therefore status, that that is something to pursue. And again, don't view all of this in isolation. I am not saying that the consciousness scale is all wrong. I'm saying that it's a tool, it's an ideology, it's a construct that allows us to move in a better direction. And with that, so does understanding the importance of status in your life. So the entire purpose of becoming high status is to get what you want out of life. And in order to become high status, you need to become valuable, or else that status is just an illusion. And you're deceiving more than you are persuading to inspire people to give you what you want. So status and value go hand in hand if you want to live a good life. That means you have to become valuable. But what is value? Let's start with a quote. The path of the problem solver or value creator is how you escape the world of replaceability. Fall in love with the challenge that problems present, from superficial to metaphysical, and your ideal future will create itself. That's a quote from a book, The Art of Focus, that illustrates how to create value. It's by solving problems. It's by creating solutions. It's by forging your own path and creating something unique with the story that you carve out in reality. Now let's bring a bit more context to value by understanding that looks come before depth. A nice car can have a billion-dollar founder approach you and ask you what you do, opening a world of opportunity. A nice body can get you in the door with a partner who values health, strength, and discipline. People love to close their mind to material or superficial pursuits because they don't realize that that's just the starting point. That isn't the determinant of their life. I see these posts all the time on social media from Neil Patel the other time where they say, I used to have the nice watch. I used to have the nice car. You see this with so many successful people, and then it's like they renounce it. They reject a part of their journey. They don't realize that the only reason they're able to give that lesson is because they actually pursued the nice watch or the nice car at the start. That's what got them into the journey. Now, Neil Patel in the tweet, I don't have it here. I can't link it or anything. But towards the end, he's like, do what you want, buy them, but learn from your mistakes. And that's the exact thing, is that many superficial pursuits are going to be mistakes, but you have to make mistakes in order to make corrections, and you have to make corrections in order to get where you want to be. And that's just the thing. You don't start digging from the core. You don't start digging from the ultimate spiritual reality. You start digging from the surface, the material. Material is a portal into the immaterial. Now, becoming valuable is about increasing the impact of both looks and depth. It's how you play the game of life. Because think about it, you like just in terms of relationships, right? Or getting into a relationship where nobody's going to care about your personality if they haven't even talked to you. I doubt that someone is going to be like, oh, I bet that guy has a nice personality. He looks like the most ugly human being I've ever seen in my life, and I'd never want to like actually be his partner because he grosses me out. It's looks. It's looks that attracts people to you, and then they're introduced to the depth, and then that's when they offer you opportunities. That's how you get what you want. That's how you attract attention. People think that YouTube headlines and titles shouldn't be clickbaity and lean into human nature to capture attention, but if they aren't, then the unethical businesses are going to rise to the top without competition. I should and can be clickbaity in my titles and thumbnails, although I'm not as much as other accounts, but that's the game, is I'm trying to introduce people to the depth, the content of the video that I believe is better and more impactful than most out there, but nobody is going to watch it if I can't grab their attention with looks before the depth. Because that's the thing, is you only care about the looks until you are exposed to the depth. If I'm clickbaity all the time, the people that only focus on the title or the thumbnail, they're going to comment and they're gonna be like, oh, that's clickbait. They're not even gonna fucking watch the video. But the people that watch the video don't even remember the title or thumbnail. They're just like, oh, that was actually an incredible video and it taught me a lot. So the lesson here is don't hate the game, don't hate the player, master them both. Status, as far as I'm concerned, is your experience level in the game of life. So now let's break this down. We need to understand how to create value, or what creates value, or what exactly what creates value. So the macronutrients of value, or perspective. We're going to call the macronutrients of value perspective, how value is framed, how it is constructed. And then after that, we'll get into the micronutrients of value to help shape how the value is perceived, right? Because I can give you something and you not care about it, and you won't give me money for it, because that's why people invest in things. The labor theory of value with, oh, I worked 1 year on whatever it is, you owe me $100,000. That's not how value works. Value works by me giving you something useful, but if you don't see it as useful through persuasion, then it's not valuable. So when you understand how to create value using the framework that I'm going to show you, you can use it to change your life, help others change their lives in exchange for money, write, speak, and think with clarity, create content, landing pages, or marketing that sells, navigate relationships in a mutually beneficial manner, and understand your emotions and move past them. So in a nutshell, value in this case is structured communication, or sense making to the mind. It's how the mind makes sense of the world, and you packaging that up and giving it to someone else. Another thing is that this is a framework to teach you how to create solutions to problems, because that's what the good life is. It's focusing on a problem, solving it, focusing on the next one, solving it, and contributing to the evolution of humanity. This framework is also the foundation of human behavior, business, and communication. Value is truth. Value is story. Value is progress. Value is transformation. Value is reversing entropy. Value is a signal of meaning in your psyche. All of those are synonymous, if not just heavily related to one another. And another thing here is that you have a bunch of little ideas floating around in your head right now that aren't fully connected. Have you ever read a book and you read the sentence and then something just clicks in your mind and you're like, oh my God, that is exactly what I needed. There are so many different potentials for that to happen right now in your life. You just haven't been exposed to the right idea from the right perspective, perceiving it in the right manner. And by understanding the value framework, you will be able to understand this process even more, because the pieces of the value framework, when you have many of them in place and then you find the last one, that's what clicks and that's what represents value. When I say value is a signal of meaning to your mind, that's what I mean. When you notice something and you're like, ah, that was exactly what I needed, and this cascade of insight starts going off, that's value. That's how you notice value in the real world. When someone puts a product in front of you and they're like, oh, and you're like, oh, this is exactly what I need right now, I'm gonna buy it in an instant, that's value. Pay attention to those moments in your life so you can replicate them in your own life and business. So the macronutrients of value are: one, problem, a limitation or challenge that creates pain when unsolved. Two is goal, an impactful end result that allows the recipient to evolve beyond the problem. Three is process, a creative system that breeds knowledge, skill, and awareness to bridge the gap between problem and solution. So to give some examples of this, if you want to improve your life, you must identify a problem, direct your mind toward a goal, and experiment with solutions until you create a path to achieve the goal. This is called creativity. A second example is that if you want to make money, you must help others identify a problem, direct their attention toward a goal, and give them the clarity to act on a better future. If you want a better relationship, you must both realize the problem, share a goal in your head, and both put effort into solving the problem. A problem, goal, and process provide the structure for anything you do, from writing to marketing to behaving to building a product to telling a story. A landing page follows this exact structure. You start with the problem, so you frame the perspective of whoever it is that you're writing to, and then you hint at a goal. What are they going to achieve by purchasing your product that you're illustrating on the landing page? Then last, the process. What is the actual product? And how does it impact their life? How do they implement it into their life? That's the structure of a landing page. Learn how to write it out. The micronutrients of value that we're going to talk about will help a lot with this. And this is just a thing for anything you write or communicate or build. A course, a landing page, written content, a tweet. You can write a tweet about a problem. Then you can write another one about a goal. Then you can write the next one about a process or a step-by-step action plan. Boom. Now you have three tweets, a newsletter, landing page, everything. This is a universal framework of value. And if you've read my book, The Art of Focus, you would understand what this is in the purpose, path, priority chapter. So now, the micronutrients of value, or framing perception within the perspective that you've created, because problem, goal, and process is for constructing perspective, or the overarching narrative of the story, but what actually happens within the story, right? How do you guide people along the journey and make people realize its importance? Because humans make sense of the world via stories. Deconstruct a story or a game. Why do we love them so much? And why, when we tell each other stories, things make sense a lot more, and we want to help that person that's telling the story. Because one, it frames perspective. It starts out by opening a curiosity loop with a problem. There was a cold spot on the side of the bed. That's the opening to the book. Imagine it. Now you're like, oh, okay, why is there a cold spot on the bed? What are they going to do about it? Like, what does it lead to? Eventually, the goal or the resolution is kind of implied. And then the process, what takes place in the book to actually get to the end result. Same thing happens with a game. I encourage you to try to understand these and try to understand your life from the overarching lens of what a narrative is, what a story is, what a game is, and just what life is. So the micronutrients of value, finally. One is concept, a way of packaging up and naming your value in a way that captures attention and sticks in people's heads. Two is proof, giving people the belief it's possible through personal or peer results. The third is risk reversal, or reducing the perceived uncertainty, friction, and difficulty of getting results. The fourth is pain points, which is amplifying the problem to illustrate how the problem is impacting their life beyond the surface. The fifth is benefits, so increasing the desire to reach the solution, making motivation sustainable if these are repeated. And the sixth is awareness. The amount of people who suffer from the problem can benefit from the solution and are ready to receive the clarity to act. So now, if I want to create a new product with this value framework, here's what I would do with my current skill set. The problem is I hate working long hours. The goal is work for 4 hours a day. The process is to start a business, learn the required skills, and focus on high leverage tasks. And with this, with the actual process, you should get very specific and detailed with what people should do. Give people clarity. But also, we'll talk about this in another video, but understand that people can't teach you what to do. They can teach you what they do. And this isn't a bad thing. This is a beautiful thing that with the power of the internet, you can go and research and learn what other people do. But if you just subscribe to their method as the best and only, like an ideology, then you probably won't get the best results. But if you take them and you experiment with them and you find the pieces of each that help you create your own and get your best results, then you have a unique system. And when you pass it down, you contribute to humanity and you potentially get paid for that process. Because if you notice, what we're doing here when we're distributing value is we're distributing something that helps people transform their lives, which is a story. So another thing to notice here is that each of these things that I just listed out, the problem of I hate working long hours, the goal of work 4 hours a day, the process of starting a business, etc., those can all be turned into different content ideas and anything that I communicate. So to map out the micronutrients of value for this product that I'm creating, an example of the concept would be the 4-hour workday. So when you name a concept like the Eisenhower Matrix or 1% better every day, or for me, the one-person business or the 4-hour workday or the value equation or whatever it may be, you're bringing a novel perspective to a good idea, preferably an idea or topic that will change people's lives. And this works well for headlines, video titles, or hooks to catch attention. And understand that concepts are just made up. The Eisenhower Matrix was just made up. Even though it's very popular right now, it's just made up. Make more things up and test them. So the next example for proof is that I've helped John Smith prioritize tasks to work less and increase revenue. So in my newsletters, that's the example for a product, but in my newsletters, I usually start with a personal experience that illustrates the problem. So I'm knocking out two birds with one stone. I'm starting with the problem, which is a macronutrient of value, but I'm also giving proof through personal experience, which is a micronutrient of value. So here you can use whatever you can, like client stories or statistics or just research or just logic, to show what's possible, to get people to believe in the value that you're producing and make people care about it. Now, for the risk reversal micronutrient of value, an example is you only need 10 minutes each day to start, because people need clarity more than they need motivation. So how can you reduce the perceived risk and friction for them to make a change? In marketing, people use money-back guarantees, and in writing, I just attempt to make things so stupidly clear that people don't have a choice but to act. And to add on top of that, just with writing, I teach how I write in 2-Hour Writer. It may not be the perfect system for you, but it is for me. And if you want to take something from that and create your own and eventually sell it, go ahead. That's how humanity progresses, is by one person innovating, the next imitating, and then innovating with their own, and then passing down that so that more people can do better things with their lives. So an example for the pain points micronutrient of value is that you don't have time for family, you don't have time to pursue other goals, and you don't have meaningful work to focus on. So on my landing pages, I usually start with a bullet point list of pain points. You can go and look at any of them. Go look at 2-Hour Writer that I just talked about and see if it's a fit for you, because the initial bullet points that you see on that page are all going to be pain points to see, hey, is this a fit for you? Do you care about this? Do you want to fix this problem in your life? If so, stick around so I can show you that this will benefit your life. This also opens a curiosity loop, like the beginning of a story, that makes people desire a solution. Because normally, people just cloud over their problems. They ignore them and let them dig deeper until they get to a point in life that they hate. And remember that these examples that I'm giving are one example of infinite. I would encourage you to go through the macro and micronutrients of value for whatever it is that you want to create, literally whatever. If you want to write a newsletter, if you want to create a YouTube video, if you want to create a love song to a potential partner, I'm serious. Map these out. An example for the benefits micronutrient of value is to choose when you work, choose what you work on, and choose who you work with. To illustrate how these aren't only an example for, let's say, a landing page for this product that I'm building out with you, let's write a social media post just based on benefits. Because this is what most people should be doing initially when they're trying to establish authority when they first start distributing their value as an entrepreneur on social media, being just the new society where everyone is hiring other people. It's just like the town square of commerce now. So the example is that you started a business because you want to choose when you work, choose what you work on, choose who you work with. Don't forget, entrepreneurship isn't about working long hours. It's about taking control of your time, money, and enjoyment. So with that, you can see that we start with a hook, then we go into the benefits, and then finally wrap it up with a lesson or the goal. So there's a few things there. There's benefits, there's concept of entrepreneurship, and then there's a goal. And I actually scheduled this post, so if you want to go scroll on my Twitter to find it to see how it did, you can see that's how I write content with this framework that I'm giving you of how to create value. It's also what we help you write in Cortex, the second brain app that we're building that will be launching in, it'll be launching privately. It's already being used. Like if you join Cortex University, you get access to it. It's a working app. I use it every day. But we're going to be launching next to a smaller cohort of people and then eventually public launch. So if you want more updates on that, just join the newsletter for updates by going to cortex.co. Now, the last micronutrient of value is awareness, and there are 5 levels of awareness. Level 1 is unaware of the problem. Level 2 is problem aware. Level 3 is solution aware. Level 4 is product aware. Level 5 is most aware. And most people will fall between levels 1 and 4. So your job is to speak to each level at various stages of your bio, content, website, emails, DMs, calls, and the rest until they are aware that your product or value is the one they need to implement. So understand that you're speaking to various levels of awareness at different areas of your actual marketing or just content or writing or wherever it is, or stages of the book that you're writing or stages of the newsletter you're writing. Just pay attention from where they start, the buyer's journey, where they are to where they are now to where they're going to end. What awareness level are you talking to? So if someone is in level 2, which is problem aware, and I'm trying to market towards them for the new product that I'm building out with you now, I would give them a solution to the problem. Since they're in level 2, problem aware, I would give them a solution so that they become aware of that and they see what I have as valuable. So the example is, if you hate working long hours, add to your skill set, finally start a business, work on it for 1 hour each day, fire your boss from your life, work whenever you want. You will never work less if you don't create your own way of doing so. So notice how I use a process, the macronutrient of value process, to give them a solution to their problem. Now, please do not neglect the power of the value equation or what we just went over. It is literally the one thing that will set you apart and create a better future for your life. So let's discuss the lifestyle of the 1%, because there is one lifestyle that all high-level individuals have. They reverse entropy on a daily basis. They pursue goals on a daily basis. They solve problems on a daily basis. They hypothesize, test, and create solutions to distribute to others on a daily basis. This lifestyle demands constant learning, building, and distributing of value. Value is reversing entropy. Entropy is the decline into chaos. Entropy is reversed by creating systems to achieve goals by solving problems. That's the value equation. There is one career that will never go out of style, and that is earning in accordance with nature. That is to say, reversing entropy by solving an endless series of problems, turning the solutions into potential profit, and distributing the value you create to others. No matter where the economy goes, no matter how many jobs AGI replaces, no matter how worried you are, because that worry is just a problem that others also suffer from, you can solve for all parties and profit handsomely with education and meaning, content, and products. What I mean by that is education and meaning being career paths to go into. So meaning, which is philosophy, spirituality, metaphysics, purpose, entrepreneurship, and everything that value creators are doing online. That's a job that is going to persist. Education goes hand in hand with that. The optimal level of educators being 1-to-1, and that probably never happening. So 20% of the population plus being educators on social media by just teaching about their interests and attracting those that see its value, those are who are going to be set in the future. Nobody is going to give you the time. You must take it. Start with 1 hour every morning before the distractions wake up. Solve a problem in your life that births a profitable solution. Build an audience by distributing your value with writing and content. Turn your solution into a product and iterate until you make as much as you want. Don't rely on a paycheck for your survival. Transcend your survival through entrepreneurship and remove the earning limit from your life. And lastly, enjoy the rest of your week. Buy my book, The Art of Focus, first link in the description. Buy my courses, 2-Hour Writer, Digital Economics, if you want to become high value. And lastly, join Cortex University if you want us to guide you with personal advice and personal guidance throughout the entire journey as a synthesizer or modern day entrepreneur. Like, subscribe, see you in the next one.